This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 297 for Friday, November 23rd, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa, and this is what coming out of a turkey coma looks like.
Something like that. We just wheeled ourselves in here.
Why did I agree to do this?
Why did the cranberry sauce...
I love cranberry sauce.
I know you do. Cross the road.
To run away from me?
To get to the other sides.
That's not... All right, wait. Whoever's keeping score, I think that's the second or third funny one.
I'm keeping score. I got a spreadsheet. I got a spreadsheet on that one.
Of course I do. Do you have a spreadsheet of your spreadsheets? Because if you don't, you should.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Of course it is.
I have a little index.
Why didn't you do that yesterday when we were home?
I have an index, my spreadsheets.
You could put it in like a bullet journal. And then you could index it.
Yeah.
How about in your hobo?
Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Yes. Yes. Thanksgiving was awesome. Now that the kids are older, we don't have to do... I guess I never really did a huge, giant spread. We only take requests, so turkey and gravy and...
mashed potatoes.
We did add the illegal mashed potatoes and stuffing and pumpkin pie.
Totally worth it. So. Mm-hmm. Good time.
Yeah, it was good.
So speaking of Black Friday, we've got Black Friday deals going on now
through Monday.
So that includes all these holidays now, so-called holidays. Black Friday... Small Business Saturday.
Yes. Cyber Monday. What's Sunday?
Sleep Sunday.
Okay.
Through Monday, including a couple big ones.
Yes.
Once a year, Faber-Castell allows 25% off. And we're doing 25% off on pens and bottled inks.
Correct. So now is the time, if there's something you've been thinking about... because authorized retailers are generally not allowed to discount. This is a great opportunity.
25, that's a good chunk too. So
Christmas is coming. I could buy you one.
I have one. I have a loom.
I could do an ambition or an emotion. You do like the emotions.
I do like the emotion.
So there you go.
But anyway, 25% off pens and bottled inks.
Correct.
Hugo Boss.
35% off all Hugo Boss.
Everything,
this
including...
can I say kick-ass? This is kick-ass. I'm just going to go there.
Paper, accessories.
The power bank is cool. Somebody please buy that because I really like it.
So I have a thing for power bank?
Flashlights and power banks I have a thing for. But it's just a hair bigger and a little bit fatter
than... It's like the size of a business card. Credit card?
Yeah.
Credit
yeah.
card?
Yeah. It's really cool.
In leather.
It's kind of cool. So please buy it because otherwise I'm going to get it for Christmas.
Keychains, USB rings.
Yes.
Plenty of pens.
A lot of very masculine looking pens, good weight, and a lot of cool accessories like the USB keychains and stuff. So those are cool.
I do need a new keychain, so I might actually grab one of those for myself. But
very cool.
But yeah, they have cool patterns. 35% off all Hugo Boss, including whatever notebooks and anything else that we have left.
Those were nice.
Yeah.
They really did a nice job.
This includes in-store too. So if you're in Chicago, you're in Appleton, whatever, all this stuff is going on is on sale. We've got almost 400 items. So you can browse through them all at AndersonPens.com. There's actually a Black Friday category.
Ooh.
If you want to be specific, AndersonPens.com/black-friday.com or black-friday.
We've got ink marked down, and some of the Black Friday sales are temporary just through Cyber Monday. Some are things that have already been marked down, and we're marking them down further, and they will remain. So it's kind of a surprise.
Some good gift giving opportunities.
Absolutely.
Some Schaefer pens, Three Friends of Winter, a lot of good ballpoint specials. So if you're looking for somebody that hard to find, hard to buy for a person that maybe not into fountain pens, we've got a lot of really, really nice ballpoints and rollerballs, some fountain pens, lots of good stuff. There's some paper, there's some ink. Pens. We've even got polish cloths.
Yes.
Lots and lots and lots of stuff. So Check it out on the website.
And don't forget free shipping over $50.
Yep. So we got a couple of pretty exciting things to talk about this week. Finally came in. I'll grab one, you can grab the other.
All right.
Diplomat Red Arrow.
These are cool. In the house.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Great color. I'm just going to talk over you today. I think that's my job.
But they finally come in. They've finally landed. Both stores have them. Website. Really a super.
It's a great super looking pen. Color. Did I say that?
You did.
I think I did. It's a really great color. That kind of. It's not fire engine red. It's not brick red.
Kind of a matte.
It's a gorgeous matte finish. Mm-hmm. And the Nib Noobs actually did a video that I believe went up today. And no, they're not back for good. They just came back for a visit. They've both moved, but they did come back for that. And maybe one other video while they were here. But do you notice that Kim does a Brian and she kind of shakes the pen?
Yeah, she's awesome. See, I don't do that. I just hold it up. There we go.
Sometimes you've been known to wave it back and forth.
I think you do it more than I have ever done it.
Well, I just do it to mock you and I exaggerate it.
Anyway, Anderson Pens exclusive for a limited time. Ballpoint, rollerball, and fountain pen.
You looked surprised. Did you not know that was the fountain
pen? Well, normally, we have this system here at Anderson Pens where if we have three modes, fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint, they're in a specific order so I can always pick them up.
Okay.
So the fountain pen, as I look at it, is always on the left. The rollerball's in the middle and the ballpoint's on the right. So... you know, as you're looking at
unless they're upside down at a show.
Well, they're upside down, in which case it's the reverse order, but I'm looking at it and I picked it up and it's the wrong order. Now you did it again. You flipped them around. Yeah, it's this way.
Fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint.
This is the ballpoint.
Oh my God. Cut. Can we just start over and I'll just do this alone without him?
Anyway, Diplomat Arrowhead. Next up.
I'm so thankful I have that opportunity. No.
Next up, super exciting.
Well, did we talk about the Nib Noobs?
Yeah, you mentioned the Nib Noobs. Okay. Nib Noobs talk about the Arrow.
Talk about the Arrow. They fawn over it. They drool over it. Sean Connery makes a little
appearance.
Was he in the budget?
I've moved on.
I love Sean Connery. Come on.
Dishes. That was one of the first jokes. Dishes. Knock, knock.
Go away.
Dishes, Sean Connery. Anyway. Next up, super exciting, Pilot 100-year anniversary pens, Meiji Maru, Yukari size.
Yeah, this is all joking aside.
This one was really difficult to tell in the pictures that they sent. And of course, as usual, it's better than expected in person. But I wasn't sure. I thought maybe the picture was off, but it is a dark blue. It's not black.
You know, I actually have not seen or held this until now. This is a gorgeous, it's sort of like a navy blue. This is beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yukari size, exactly the same size as the Chinkin.
Which I love, so that's an option
The smaller size Chinkin.
This is beautiful. The trim is just enough. I love the little trim band at the end of the cap. Mm-hmm. The Makie is just amazing. The detail is
the Mount Fuji is beautiful.
It's just superb.
The ship is great. It's really, and then what's neat on this one, actually on the bottom, it says Urushi, Japan.
Wow.
On it. And there's gold and silver dust even on the bottom end of it.
That's beautiful.
Signed, of course, serial numbers on the top of the clip, which is, we had to try to figure out where the heck the serial number was because they're all numbered, of course. Special 100th year anniversary nib.
You know, I know that we've been, I won't say annoyed, but sometimes challenged by the fact that all of the artists at Pilot have been working on the 100 year pens for pretty much the whole year, and it meant that other things had to be put on the back burner. And as a retailer, sometimes it's a little frustrating that you can't get more rod and vanishing points or whatever because pretty much all the priority was on these.
On this pen,
I got to tell you.
That's a great looking pen.
I'm thinking it was worth it because that's gorgeous.
And it's this nice weight too, brass barrel. That Mount Fuji is just, it's really, really pretty. It's very nice.
And then what is that?
And so this other one here.
What is this thing?
This is a very, very, very special pen. This.
I'm afraid to touch it.
Is the Emperor Fuji.
That's.
The Fuji, Mount Fuji made with crushed quail shell.
I love that.
It's rotten in it, gold dust.
The owl has the crushed quail as well. Is John bringing that again or did we sell him?
Big, big 100th anniversary, number 50 size nib.
A number 50. Yeah, so just pause for a minute and think about that. This thing is freaking huge. It's bigger than my nail. Yeah.
Eyedropper. Oh, it is bigger than it's bigger than the whole digit.
All right, that's giant.
So, two hands on this one, I think.
Yes, but, thank you. Sorry.
Eyedropper, marked serial number on the bottom, out of 100. So I'm going to be happy to add this one to my collection.
Are you now? I hope you've got a good
but
divorce
lawyer. It's real. It's real.
Because it's the only thing you're keeping.
Yes, the Fuji is just is gorgeous. It's really nice. And then in the bottom, we've got all sorts of things going on down here.
The detail is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to touch it. You can feel the different layers. It's absolutely a work of art. And all joking aside, this is just... I'm sure for some people this would be a holy grail pen. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to see it is.
You know what's cool about these two?
Such a treat.
Is they actually come in real. The boxes are really cool. They have a metal pilot emblem, the big P on it, in the box. The Emperor comes in it's a glossy, like a piano lacquered box. With the big metal P logo on it. And then the Meiji Maru comes in a standard bamboo box, but it also has that same logo embedded into it. It's really, really a great looking box.
Well, you know, you can't create something like this and not include phenomenal packaging. And all of the Japanese companies, Pilot, Sailor, and Platinum, have... certainly done some really interesting boxes for their better pens.
Yeah,
can I just pet it?
You can, yeah. So there it is. Pilot 100 Year Anniversary Pens.
Absolutely amazing.
Really great. What else do you want to talk about?
We just celebrated our 5-year anniversary for our store in Appleton.
Woo-hoo.
So that was kind of cool. We actually kept it pretty quiet.
Is that a gift-giving occasion?
I just added a gift-giving occasion. Put that back. I just added the I didn't leave you in the airport 10 years ago occasion.
Well, yes, that is worthy of a pen. Not leaving me stranded at the airport. What do I get for that? Did I get that Mont Blanc?
No, you're getting a...
Getting a Pilot.
You're getting a Pilot.
I'm getting a Pilot.
Not that one.
And these are Pilot branded, too. They're not Namiki branded.
Okay. So, we just celebrated the 5-year anniversary of the opening of our Appleton store. Can you believe in just a few months, Chicago will be 1 year?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What else is going on? We have started to schedule some of our annual company events. We've got our company dinner. We just had our mocking of the marching chili party.
Yeah, a little smaller turnout this year, but
nothing wrong with that.
It was all right. It's more chilly for the rest of us.
We've got a really great spot on College Ave, and so for the big Appleton Christmas parade, we all get together. And since most of us were in marching band, we like to make fun of the fact that most marching bands these days can't march in straight lines. Some are really impressively bad. So we did that. What else? We've still got turkey for a couple days, pumpkin pie, it's all good. And then you're going to leave me for several weekends?
Yes, so starting next week, our events start in Chicago and Appleton for the next 3 weeks. Next week, November 30th and December 1st, Kenro, Carrie Yeager, also Fountain Pen Day, is coming to Chicago.
Carrie.
So we're going to do some cool stuff. Not only are we going to have the standard Kenro products, which are Esterbrook, Aurora Montegrappa, but I'm also going to bring some vintage Esterbrook, some vintage Esterbrook nibs. I may have some vintage, other vintage pens with me as long as I'm bringing some vintage.
For sale.
For sale, yeah.
Okay. Not so, just to torture
no,
people.
No,
with.
Not just okay. to torture people. So we'll have the nibs. So you can, if you have the MV nib adapter, or you buy an Esterbrook and you get that adapter, we can put it in. We're also trying to get the newest Esterbrook that's coming down the pipe, the Phaeton. I don't know for sure yet, but we're trying to get that, see if we can have that at the show so at least people can take a look at it, see okay. what's coming down. So that's going to be exciting. That's next week, November 30th and December 1st in Chicago.
So Friday is noon to 5?
Noon to 5.
And Saturday is 10 to 3.
3, yep.
Okay.
So we got that. Then the following week, we're going to be again down in Chicago, Yafa with Kenny.
Ken Jones,
diplomat. Monteverdi, Conklin, Stipula, paraphernalia, what else?
Ken is like Sarge. He's like a one-man pen show.
Yeah.
So he is going to bring a zillion cases, take over the whole store, and do it with a big chuckle. So.
Yeah, and you can, and you know, the thing about the way Ken lays everything out is you can go there one day and you can look, and the next day you can come back and you can say, well, I want to look again, and you'll find something you didn't see the last time.
Because he's good that way.
You know, even I am looking around on Saturday last time, and I saw stuff I didn't see the first day.
Were you shopping?
I was not shopping.
Okay, good answer.
So Ken Jones coming up 7th and 8th
yes.
in Chicago, and then the next week is going to be awesome.
Chaos.
Well, yes. Tuesday, December 11th. John Lane coming from Pilot USA.
Coming to Appleton.
Coming to Appleton on Tuesday. And then Chicago, we're going down the 12th and the 13th. And so we'll have, it'll be Pilot Namiki.
Yes. And I'm really jealous. Because you're going to go to Ditka's and have a really nice steak and all that.
We might not go to Ditka's.
Okay.
We'll go somewhere else.
We'll cool.
So anyway, well, we'll have all sorts of cool Macchier, some cool Pilot. Come on down and say hi. Always a good time. And then immediately following that,
while you're still there, so basically it's going to be a revolving door. John's leaving. Michael
yes.
Hujar from Coles of London. Visconti is coming. You get all the fun.
Friday so and Saturday, December 14th and 15th. And I was just talking with Michael the other day. We are squaring away a deal at the show. Anybody who buys a Visconti fountain pen will get a free bottle of Visconti ink, so that's going to be cool.
That's in-store in Chicago.
In-store in Chicago.
During yep. the Visconti
during the
event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, so you get your pick. You can walk up to the shelf, and you pick whatever color Visconti ink you want.
Those bottles are so cool.
So we're going to have the usual assortment. He's going to bring some limiteds. I don't know what exactly all that he's bringing, but we're going to try to have some Mirage there, the new Mirage, all sorts of, a lot of the new stuff from this year. We're even going to bring back, if you were at the event in May, we are going to have a few watches there. So we're going to have some really, really good deals on watches. So I'm excited about
Michael,
that.
Michael, come on now.
So anyway, that's...
He's going to torture Brian with all the watches, although it was a beautiful
nice
display.
Yeah,
They're nice watches.
So December 14th to 15th.
I just don't trust you and Michael together with no one to curb your enthusiasm.
Oh, don't worry. I'm very focused on what the next watch needs
okay.
to be.
Needs to be. Sure.
He's very, very focused.
Michael's awesome, super knowledgeable, just like everybody else who's coming down to see us. Yeah, you know, last time Michael came, I ended up with a ballpoint.
You did end up with a ballpoint.
I got my absolutely gorgeous Medici ballpoint with the rose.
You know, I didn't get anything that week, so maybe it's you I should be concerned about.
I'm not going to be there this time. I'll be home working very hard.
So, yeah, you got the Medici rose gold. So it's going to be a good time. That whole week in Chicago is going to be fun. So, and here in Appleton on the Tuesday.
Yes, and it's right before Christmas. And come on in and just handle some of this and see it in person. There's really nothing like it. Our photos online are phenomenal, but there's nothing like seeing it in person, holding it, feeling the weight, seeing the girth and the length. And it's just...
Sorry. Go ahead.
Amazing to try it in person.
It is.
Get your grubby little paws off the 100th anniversary. That okay. is not on your Christmas list. Did you submit that to Santa?
I did not submit it to Santa right, yet, but it's not. It's not.
I think
Sunday
then.
Is Santa Sunday.
Okay.
So anyway, all right. So that's it for events.
Yes, you know, I want to chime in that if you are going to Chicago and you're not from the area, feel free to send us an email and ask for like a list of restaurants to go to. Chicago, as most big cities are, is not cheap sometimes.
But there are some very, very reasonable.
Yes, we've scouted them all out for you.
It doesn't always have to be a $100 steak.
No, not at all, not at all. So if you're going to go down for one of the events and you're going to be there for a meal or overnight, please feel free to reach out and ask for a list of suggestions for places to go for different meals. And we've tried a number of them.
Yep.
So please feel free to reach out for that.
Or places to stay. Or
whatever, yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. And tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Don't forget, we do have a store in Chicago. It is on the first floor of the Palmer House Hilton. And we are open 7 days a week, and the website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
And follow our blog for news, ink, reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. Check us out on social media, Anderson Pens.
Our 300th podcast is coming up.
3 weeks.
That's crazy. 300. That's almost 6 years. Wow, that's a lot. Do us a favor, like this video.
Can we do it in like headphones like we used to?
Oh my God, this used to hurt my ears so bad. Like this video and subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we will forever be grateful.
See you next time.